Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, how was everybody this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning, Elder. I'm well. I'm trying to check to see who all is on the line. I see a lot of numbers.
This is Madonna Hardy. Good morning, everyone.
Hello, Minister Evangelist Madonna.
That is so funny.
Okay, this is what I'm going to do there. Is Pastor Winslow, Elder April, Pastor T, any of those individuals on the line?
Pastor T is here.
Okay, Pastor T. Wonderful. You can open up in prayer, please.
Father God, we thank you and praise you. We give you the glory, Lord God. We magnify you, Father God. We worship you. You are an awesome God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for your wisdom, Father God, your guidance, Lord God, as you direct and guide us through your process, your plan, Lord God, and your will. Father God, we thank you for those who have come, Father God, to join in with you, Father God, in that this you would have us to do. We thank you, Father God. We come in obedience and submission, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you give us the power, Father God, to finish that which you have commanded, Father. We thank you again, Father God, for your presence in this gathering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen. I understand that the servant leaders will be coordinating today's meeting, so I'm going to turn it over to Pastor T or Elder April or Pastor Winslow.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I guess I'm going to turn it over to Pastor T.
Okay, we could just keep passing it along.
From pastor to elder. I am not sure how many of our servant leaders are on the line. We want you all that are present, to know that we did meet with our servant leaders for their report on that which we will be doing in September. We have some awesome, awesome things planned for that healing symposium. I was looking forward to hearing just a brief report from those servant leaders who are present. And Elder April, are you here? Sort of, kind of. All righty then. So I know Elder Roberta is here.
Yes. And she's part of my group. Yes. That's great. Those, maybe we should tell people who are part of my group. We have the, for my servant leaders, I have Kathy Pittman, Roberta, and Minister Winslow. Elder Verger, and then Minister Winslow. So those are the people who are present. All right, I'll put my group.
Okay, I think it would be helpful if at this time, if you are on this call, if you can unmute your mic for the 2 seconds that, you know, it's going to take you to say your name so we'll know who is present. I know Elder Roberta is here.
You only have 4 people on the line, including yourself.
Well, praise the Lord. God is so good.
So if Elder Roberta is on the line, Pastor Winslow, and yourself, you only have 1 other caller.
Well, praise God. So then I am.
Oh, and that's Minister LaDonna.
Hi, okay. Minister LaDonna. How are you?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm going to go into my sent mail. So Apostle and Elder Evangelist LaDonna, I want you to know that we met with our committee, and each of them gave a report of how they plan to go forward. That which their committees were working on for the September event. And we heard their ideas. I'm trying to pull up, Pastor Winslow, do you have that calendar I sent you so we can tell Apostle the final names on there?
No, I don't. I have to apologize. I don't think I pulled that up unless you sent it to my
attention. That is not a problem at all.
Thank you.
I understand that Elder April is texting, but she's not showing up on this, so she keeps saying, am I mute? So I don't know whether you have people that maybe are on the wrong line, but she definitely is texting.
And
she says she'll hang up and call back.
Right. Okay. So I have that document up.
Okay, thank you.
So we made a template of those 2, 4, 6, 8 strands of the Healing Symposium. They are the Daily Scriptures, the Soul Decrees, the Promises of God, Prayer, Worship, Voices from the Church, Voices from the Community, and Voices from the Culture. Those mm-hmm. servant leaders for the Daily Scriptures are Minister Patricia Wright. The Soul Decrees are Minister Brenda Winslow. Promises of God is Elder Roberta McIntyre. Prayer is Minister Katie Kathy Pittman. Worship is Pastor Bethel. Voices from the Church is Overseer Paulette Thornton. Voices from the Community is Elder Deborah Wilson. Voices from the Culture is Evangelist Katie Smith. So when we held that meeting, we heard from reports from Minister Patricia, Minister Brenda, Pastor Bethel, Elder Deborah Wilson. All of those people turned in, and Minister Kathy Pittman also turned in. Turned in her report. They were to be here today just to give a synopsis of what they're going to do. I can tell you that those who did present planned for and reported on some awesome activities, including like a brown bag with inserts. That's Minister Brenda Winslow. They're having skits, they're having plays, they're having panel discussions, and PowerPoint, worship music, and each of them has committed to 15 minutes of presentation and 15 minutes of interaction with those who are in attendance. So that is our report for where we've gone in that process. Does anyone have any questions, Apostle or Evangelist LaDonna?
Pastor T, you have several other people on the line. I'm not sure why we can't hear them, but you definitely have about 4 additional people, including Elder April and Overseer Paulette on the line, but for whatever reason, we can't hear them.
Right. I know if Elder April wants to text either you or myself, because if she has any input, then I can relay that.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And,
or anyone else on the line that your servant host is on here, you can text them and let us know if you have any input.
This is LaDonna. This is LaDonna. I was inquiring about assisting with the banquet setup. I never did receive any word about that.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What did you say, Evangelist?
That's the wrong call. You want to talk to me, Evangelist LaDonna?
Mm-hmm.
This is
okay.
For November. Yes. This call is for November, not next week, even though, you know, I wished it was. So if you give me a call, I can give you a list. I'm not sure
okay.
who you
right.
signed up with, me or Prophet Henderson. But, yeah, just give me a call.
Okay. Will do. Thank you. Goodbye, everyone.
Thank
you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Yes,
did you facilitate this Blog Talk call? Is there a way to take people off mute if they're on mute?
Nobody is on mute.
Okay. Well, praise the Lord.
So I mean, you know, I can. There are microphones by 2, 4, 5 people. And the other people, I don't know how they called in or logged in, but there's just headphones by them. So if there's somebody on the line that knows something, why people wouldn't have microphones, they only have headphones, two faces, or X. So I'm open to somebody texting me if something else needs to happen.
And also, Apostle, you told Evangelist LaDonna that this was for November, but we're recording on September 11th, correct?
Well, I'm just saying, but this is a experience retreat meeting, not an AEN meeting. And her question is regarding AEN.
Amen.
So that's, I was just letting her know
okay, cool.
that this was for AEN. This was not AEN. Elder April is on. She's saying she don't know why you can't hear me. Me neither. Overseer is on.
Well, I can
see their name.
I can tell you that what we heard was Apostle.
Yes, ma'am.
I can tell you that the reports that we heard were awesome. There was discussion about the timing. There was input from Pastor Wendell and Overseer Paulette. Both about the timing, and then Pastor Wendell talked about the interactive piece. It was a phenomenal productive meeting.
What's the time frame that we're looking at now?
We are looking at 4 hours with worship before and intermingled with 30-minute presentation from each strand.
And I guess we're looking at 30 minutes. But if within that 30 minutes, I recall that each group is going to kind of concentrate on the first 14 or 15 minutes and then allowing time for those who are listening and participating to have some sort of interaction with them through the different presentations.
Okay. And I'm going to, I guess it is for me to... yes, I am, to understand that will that 30 minutes give an adequate amount of time for presentation, or do we, is there a write-up or some type that will precede it or be included so that we can adequately cover the topic?
We have a outline of what each strand is going to do, except for Promises of God, Voices from the Church, and Voices from the Culture. They have an outline of what they plan to do. They're going to have visual presentations. You know, they're going to be presenting on screen so that the people or those gathered will know what they're going to be presenting. What we ask that it be as visual as possible and engaging.
I can add in some. I can add some clarification for the Promises of God. For
okay,
all the groups that we were working
Pastor.
With. Okay. So here, this,
no,
for the Promises of God, there was identified by Roberta and her group. There are at least like 70 scriptures that they can present. They're going to make available. They're going to be dividing them into conditional and unconditional. They're going to be talking about how to pray those, how to pray unconditional and conditional prayers. They're going to be describing what unconditional is and conditional is, and they're going to be talking about how to do that prayer. Then they're going to be offering an opportunity in that during their 30 minutes time to for people to kind of identify other areas, but that's kind of the outline and the presentation. And if the minister, if evangelist, if Elder Roberta is on the phone, she can clarify more, but that's kind of like how we got to how what's going on at this point in time. The 70 scriptures won't be just, the idea is not to present 70 scriptures within that 14 minutes, but to have available a list of 70 scriptures. They're thinking about starting those 70 scriptures from the point of the conference going forward, I mean going afterwards. And then, like I said earlier, they think about dividing the promises between conditional and unconditional, giving a clarification of what that means. And then, like I said earlier, talking about how to pray conditional and unconditional scriptures and how to pray scriptures to meet their circumstances. And then their plan was, from this is from my conversation with Roberta, with Elder Roberta, then to have different persons in part of her group give a clarification.
Okay.
And that was on the
now, I know I heard Elder Roberta's voice, so I'm not sure perfectly she can hear us. But I definitely think that the scriptures that they that ministry team has come up with any explanations or anything like that is something that can go out from that point forward, leading up to the conference. So I know that you all see yourself as doing the preparation for that one particular event on that Saturday, but you're the introduction leading up to the conference in November. And so a few things will be ongoing from what you present in September. And actually, there'll be some things that happen during the course of next weekend that should speak to be a kind of an introduction into what's going forward. So,
and Apostle, I think that's how Roberta has been reading it. Yeah.
Good. That's it. Exactly.
Yes.
What did he say?
I thought he said that's how you were intending it, maybe. Possibly.
Yes.
I didn't know I had anything to do with next weekend.
Oh, don't worry about
and
it, Elder. We got
and
you.
And I didn't either.
You do.
We did not prepare
okay.
for anything for next week.
You have. You've already done the preparation. Trust me.
Thank you.
Of course, my pleasure. I don't want anybody to freak out. You've already done the preparation.
Okay.
You're good.
I'm not, but I was going to say that, just tell them about it, that as far as the promises go, there's only going to be two examples of what a conditional promise is and what a unconditional promise is. And these promises that are going to be prepared for the people ongoing, they are not going to categorize in under a head of unconditional.
That's fine. It can say daily promises,
yeah,
as it goes out. That gives individual some ownership to begin to look and make some determination. So that's fine.
Yes, ma'am. So then I have to work with the individual that's going to prepare this for me, because there's another feature that I want to put with it, but I can't say right now what that feature will be.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The servant leaders hear you, and I'm sure all of that will work out well for them. So that's, you guys are doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah, yeah. If you want, I can then have the idea of the soul decrees that were also part of those, that group that had responsibility, and that's the one that was a group that was led by my wife. I want to thank Minister Elder Roberta for all the effort that she made in trying to keep in contact with everybody. It was quite an effort, and she had already planned some follow-up meetings to clarify even more specifically what they're going to be doing with the promises. But it's moving in clearly in the right direction. If you like, I can have Minister Brenda Brinsville to talk about the soul decrees and the things that she had planned. Is that something that you would like to have presented at this time?
Okay. In my team, it was Evangelist Katie, Dr. Kathy, and Evangelist Lynette, and we divided our 30 minutes up. First, it would be a definition of what a soul decree is. That would be by Evangelist Katie, and then it would be an open decree prayer, and that would be Dr. Kathy. And then Elder Lynette is going to actually read through the decrees and declare them. And then I would open up the 15-minute discussion, and that's how we broke it down. That's it.
Minister Brenda, isn't there also artifacts in sort of like a brown bag?
Oh, yes. I talked to Overseer about that, and we're going to actually put them in 33 bags. It's, the decrees are on bookmarkers, and so each person would get 4 of them for the whole month, and we'll put them in the Sunday right before it starts. And so that'd be like the second Sunday in September. And I'll give them to Overseer the first Sunday, so she'll have them in place. And we also have the soul decree we have them printed on a calendar form where people can download them.
I think that's great for those individuals who are a part of this that are not a part of Word Life Center, because it's definitely a different audience. so that they can have access to the information. So I think that that will be great. And if Evangelist Katie can maybe, I don't know, put it on Facebook, if we can get it to, Elder Sharita, that's what I'm trying to think. If we can get it to them. And I have to
know. Okay, so how soon should I send it to her?
To Elder Sharita?
Yes.
Or event. I'm looking at the calendar now because she requires everything the Friday before, so she would need it by the 27th.
Okay, well, I can send it to her as early as tomorrow or Monday.
The earlier the better. The earlier the better.
Okay.
For her. And that way she can put it under that category. So anything that needs to go out definitely has to be to her no later than the 27th. But the earlier the better. You just may want to put in the subject box of the email that this is for the 9/11 conference for the experience / sexual relational healing.
Okay.
And so the servant leaders need to write up something regarding that event, that ministry opportunity, so that it can go in the announcements and so that people know how to register. All of that needs to be written up and forwarded. And the Elder Sharita can go out in the announcements, but also so that it can be announced. Yes, ma'am.
Is there the registration for this conference? Is there going to be like a platform for that sent out by, I don't know who?
Only if you guys create it, then it will be one. Or if you just want it, it's being cool. Okay, so or if you just want it announced, you know, in, I hate to call it plugger form, whatever, flyer, plugger, whatever they use today, with the Zoom link on it. But if that's the case, then we just need to know so that a Zoom link for that particular event can be provided. And I actually would recommend that you all come up with something and get it to Elder Sharita before Sunday, which would be today, so that it could be available at the conference next week. But all that information, you know, we need now so that it could be formatted and copies made and things of that nature, put in folders or however the information is going to be disseminated. So we can provide you with the link. I can have that link sent to you, to the servant leaders, Pastor T, Pastor Winslow, Elder April. I can have that link sent to you all today for this conference. You all give me time. I know somebody said 4 hours. I just didn't know what 4 hours span it would take place from.
Maybe one of the other servant hosts will also present on their groups.
I think some of your hosts, Pastor, are headphone people only. I think they can only hear. Whoever's number, that's Elder April, Overseer, and two other people, they don't have voice capacity.
Okay.
I don't think they're on the, I don't think they're servant leaders maybe because they haven't texted. Well, they haven't texted me.
Oh, well, I know two of your servant leaders, well, Elder April and Overseer, I don't know who these other two numbers are ending in 8604 and ending in 2533. I'm not sure who those are. I have to look it up. Yeah.
I know that Overseer is a part of Elder Roberta's group as part of the Promises of God. And so we just spoke to earlier, a moment ago, about how that group was going to present.
Oh, Minister Elder-elect Lynette is on the line. And Elder April, they are texting. Can the presentations be on Zoom? The host can share the screen. I'm not sure what presentation that is, but, oh, and I'm sorry, Evangelist Katie Smith is on the line. So those individuals are on the line, and they are asking, can the presentations be on Zoom? The host can share the screen, whatever that means.
Yes, and those servant leaders who were in attendance at our last meeting are aware of that.
So talk, speak to that, Pastor, please.
So any artifacts, visuals, video, anything that they're doing is going to be presented on the screen. So if they have embedded videos, if they have PowerPoint, if they're listing in a visual way their soul decrees or their promises or their scriptures, those things will be, you know, shared on screen. And we discussed that in our meeting.
Mm-hmm. I don't have anything that I know of that's going to be shown on the screen.
Okay.
Is that for your promises from God, Elder Roberta?
Yes, I don't know what that right now. I can't tell you exactly what that's gonna look like. But other than that, I don't know of anything else that's gonna be shown on screen.
So we had a discussion about a way to visually or otherwise engage those people in attendance. So you might want to get with your team.
I don't know what you want them to show on screen. I mean,
so
if
you're doing the promises of God, I don't know how many you're presenting, but you can give a sampling of those in a PowerPoint presentation, or even the ones that you said that people were going to speak to at the end, so that maybe as an introduction when you come in, or when those people speak, you know, some way to illustrate those scriptures, I mean those promises.
I'll think about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, is everybody that's servant leading even aware of how to do that or make it available? Is there assistance for those people that's not their skill set? Or if they don't have the necessary equipment to do it with, device, computer, whatever you want to call them, programming, PowerPoint, whatever. So is assistance available for that? Oh, here you have a few questions. Any visual aids the servant leaders have? Servant leaders still need to email us their team ideas. So Elder April is requesting servant leaders to email their team ideas. So those servant leaders who have not done so at this point, she is requesting that those ideals be emailed to laborers laborers.lfcm@gmail.com. Again, that's laborers.lfcm@gmail.com. And one of your servant leaders being Pastor Winslow, Elder April, or Pastor T can make sure that all of you all have those email addresses so that that information can be sent, so that that information can be sent to you.
Okay.
And then you still have an opportunity to call those people in your strands or your see if they are able to create some kind of visual, because at this point there are only outlines, and there are only outlines for 5 of the 8 committees, and we can punch those up. But when we met, we talked about creating those visuals or otherwise engaging activities for those who are in attendance to take part of, so they just won't be looking at your outline. If there's nobody in your committee who is able to create, and PowerPoint is the easiest one, if they're not able to create a PowerPoint or embed a video in someone, then you can let your host know.
Okay. It says Minister Pat is or was on the line and unable to speak. Elder Deborah is on. She's spoken with all of the team members, and we have not been able to come together. And so they're going to try to put something together in a Zoom meeting so that those individuals will have the opportunity to speak with each other. That's what she is texting.
Stop looking at the committee, and I don't think I can hear from, but she can text somebody yes or no. Elder Lynette, do you know how to create something visually? Katie Smith is part of that committee, too.
Which, Evangelist Katie and Elder Lynette are both on the line, and I'm checking text to see if I've gotten anything from them regarding your question, and not as of yet, Pastor.
Thank you. In the promises of God, that strand is Elder Deborah, Dr. Kathy, Overseer Paulette, and Elder Dorothy. If they're, you know, if you don't find anyone in your committee who is able to do that, then reach out for prayer. I know that Pastor Bethel, Prophet Michael are part of that group for worship. Overseer Marlette and Elder Deborah are part of that group. Phenomenal voices from the church. Overseer Paulette and myself are part of that group. The community.
Pastor Elder Deborah said she sent all of what you're requesting to Elder April.
She sent her outline. We're now talking about I think that question came from Prophet, Apostle Shaudette. Is there a visual way to engage
those in attendance. So we have the outline. So I believe we're discussing something other than an outline in a Word document at this point.
Okay, didn't hear the question from me yet. What's your question?
Okay.
Oh.
Just if you need to create something.
Evangelist Katie said, can we switch to the prayer line? I don't know how.
To the Zoom.
Well, no, hold on. Let me get her question correct. She's saying, can we switch to the prayer line?
Oh, the like the one we do on Tuesday mornings. Is that what she wants to do?
Pastor, I don't. She said yes. I'm supposed to. I don't know. I'm receiving texts as they come in. She said yes. It is 10:43.
Does everybody have that?
Okay, so what are we asking now? Are we talking about switching this call to another line? Is that what we're asking?
Yes, she's asking that so everybody can get in, I'm sure.
Okay. What is it? What is that line that we're switching to?
Elder April has put the number in. Elder April says whatever prayer line number is 605-313-4830.
I'm going to repeat that again to make sure I heard it.
Yes.
605-313-4830. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And don't they need an access code?
I have no idea. I'm sorry. All I'm doing is reading you guys what I'm getting. Okay, yes, you do, apparently. Yes, she said the access code, 197167#.
All right, I will see you guys in 3 seconds. Or hear you guys in 3 seconds.
And the only thing I can say for those individuals, well, I'm not sure who's on the line.
Right. So,
anybody need me to repeat? If you can't call into that number, I'll see if you can stay on Blog Talk and hear it. Because I know some people's phones can't call those numbers.
And if you could repeat that, I got the number. It sounded like you were giving a code number, and I didn't get that. I heard 197, and that's all I heard.
The access code is 197167#.
Okay. Thank you so much, Apostle.
Not a problem.
I'm switching to that now.
I will try to leave Blog Talk open and connect it to this for those individuals that need to gain access that way. One person who can help. Okay, those individuals on Blog Talk should still be able to hear because I have already joined, so if you're on Blog Talk, can you hear?
Pastor Tressa, are you on the line? Overseer Paulette is here. I had a text from her.
Yes, I'm here.
It's wonderful. You want to tell everybody present?
Oh, sure. I do apologize for not getting it to you. I will type it up this weekend. But because it was the best, my team is myself and overseer Marlette and Apostle Chanet. And the church is going to present its presence as a powerful, relevant resource in today's society. We're going to do it through animated memes and cartoon demonstrations. Dramatization.
Amen.
And what we will present, and I honestly felt like it's really a dependent faith type thing, and like the church being on trial, but this is our turn to, you know, they bring up the it's been, what do you call it? Make our defense. We're making our defense. And I was thinking, as Elder Roberta was speaking, that her presentation of the promises are very much a part of the defense of the church. What God has said, what he would be, and as a resource. And I don't know if you would like to partner together, and for that 1 hour, because I'm on that field too, because of our
Pastor Winslow and Minister Winslow.
Hello?
Yes, this is Pastor Winslow and Minister Winslow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So a part of our presentation would also be, she would like be a witness for the defense, for the presentation. And that witnessing being, you know, when they address the issue of anger, we have a God has a solution, there's a meme for it, there's a cartoon demonstration of it, and then that cartoon demonstration would end with the scripture promise that God has made. That's it.
I love it. Can you send that to us, please, over here?
Ma'am?
I love it. Can you email that to us? At the LakeRoots.LSCM@gmail.com address?
Absolutely. I will certainly do it. Again, I do apologize for not getting it to you, but I thank everybody for their patience and inspiration and participation. Thank you.
Is Evangelist Katie on the line that she could present for her team?
Yes, I'm here. We have the culture. That includes ambassadorial prophets, Elder Arlette, and forgive me, I just forgot the third person, and myself. There are four of us. I'll get it for you in a second. After my,
I know who the team members are.
Pass. I'm sorry?
I know who the team members are. I have them. I just need to know,
okay, got it.
Just need to know what your ideas
and
were.
And Pastor T. That's why I forgot the other name. Okay, so we have the culture, and our responses will answer the question, what is he saying to the culture? How Christ would respond to crisis in our culture? We broke that down and came up with three of the seven mountains that are affected mostly by the culture. Not in no way, form or fashion is that all of them. Arts and entertainment will include music. The government and family. Government and family. Let me see. I'm not sure if we included those two together. Arts and entertainment will include music and how that is affecting our culture. Our government and family will talk
from the we'll be doing this from the standpoint of a discussion panel. Government and family will talk about the degradation of a generation. Social media, of course, will talk about media in general. And then the response, or what are the promises of God for those mountains, and releasing those promises as a finalization. And, of course, we will leave the 10 to 15 minutes for questions regarding culture.
Awesome. Can you type that up and email it to the address, please?
Yeah, I have it.
Thank you.
Wow.
Laborers.lfcm@gmail.com. I was able to speak with Minister Pat this week because she is doing the daily scriptures. Her and her team is Elder Arlette, and they are referencing a book called Crisis of the Christ, which is by George Campbell Morgan, and they will be presenting their scriptures through referencing this book. When we met with the servant leaders, the team leaders last month, initially there was some discussion with her team doing a calendar with those daily scriptures on there, but I think they decided against that and not having the calendar with the daily scriptures on there.
I would like to just recommend that I think a calendar would be very appropriate to be presented so that it becomes like a part of a journaling, becomes part of journaling in conjunction with what Elder Roberta is doing. I think these scriptures, including what they're referencing as it relates to Christ in the midst of crisis, begins to lay a very good foundation or format for journaling, walking people through it, and would really speak to where we're going in August. So I hope that we can, you know, look at a way to incorporate that. If the preference is not for a calendar, some kind of format so that it can be used regularly, if it can be adopted for the month of September, October, and November in the Wednesday study, because we send out a calendar for the month for the different shifts and things like that. But just some way to keep people engaged scripturally about who Christ is in the midst of our crisis, in the midst of our culture, and within the midst of our communities. And just healing remedies and prophecies as we begin to experience them.
I believe Minister Pat is on the line. You said she was on the line. Minister Pat, are you there? Okay. I thought she was on the line.
I know she was on the Blog Talk line. I don't think she's on the prayer line.
Okay. She said she was on the line, that she had pushed over, but okay.
Okay. Well, maybe she'll respond. I'm not concerned.
Yeah, she will. And I, yeah. She said she said her name when they asked who was on.
Yes, we knew she was on.
Maybe she's muted?
I'm asking her if she's on mute because she said that she was on, that she had said her name. but anyway. But we had powerful discussion last month, as Pastor Chief said, from all those who did present. So I'm really looking forward to next month. You know, I think the teams are very creative with their ideas. Did you come up with a time frame yet?
Hello? Hello?
Who's saying hello?
Me.
I'm sorry, who's me?
I was saying that I was looking forward to next month. I believe the teams were very creative with the ideas that they presented, and I was asking, had we come up with a time frame yet?
No, I asked that so that some formal announcement can be made, because I need that announcement made today so that it could be advertised, and so that some kind of plugger card, whatever it will be, can be made available so that we can distribute it, and so that we can set up the Zoom link.
Should we say from 10 to 2? Because I think we said about 4 hours. Should we say that, or is that?
That was my suggestion, 10 to 2.
Okay. Okay, 10 to 2, September the 11th. And we're looking at Christ in the midst of crisis, correct, Apostle?
You mean in terms of a title? Or a theme?
Yes.
That's going to be the backdrop of the conversation of what we do. You guys can call it anything you want. I just need that information via email sent to myself and to Elder Sharita so that it can be announced for Sunday. And then whatever format that you're going to advertise it, plugger, flyer, a brief, whatever, so that that can be taken care of. And we definitely need those things tomorrow evening. Tomorrow morning.
It's Christ in the Midst of Crisis. That has been the working title of what the work that we've done.
Two thumbs up. Is there someone that can make some kind of, I don't want to call it plugger, announcement, something for advertisement purposes? I know that I heard Evangelist Katie on the line, so that it can go out on Facebook and whatever other social media platform we have, but specifically so that we can begin to announce it in worship, and then on tomorrow flyers and things are being made for the folders so that that information can be made available then as well.
I'm unavailable between now and Monday.
I know that's right.
I can type up something, Apostle, and send it to you.
Okay. So you mean like a blurb, or you can announce the flyer? Whatever.
I can, like, type up a blurb.
Yeah, I'm not unable to. I'm unavailable to format the flyer. I'm unavailable for that. But when I do see the announcement, I will program social media to start blitzing it when it's done.
That's fine. Is there somebody that can make a flyer or somehow so that it can be advertised in the folders for next week?
I can reach out to someone.
Okay.
But in terms of for tomorrow, I could type up a blurb real quick if that's what you need.
I would recommend that that's what you all need so that it can start being announced, and we need something to put make available for next week, and those things are being taken care of between tomorrow and Monday.
Hello.
So you want a flyer by Monday for next week?
Well, no, actually, I need the flyer by tomorrow if it has to be copied. You know, so, yeah, we need some. I think I hear 560. Okay.
They can't do it by tomorrow.
Understood.
And I'm wondering if Elder April is the same contact you have.
I don't know.
We'll talk offline. we'll talk offline. We'll come up with something. We'll come up with something. Okay. Is Minister Pittman on the line?
He was on the line, yes. I think she had a switch phone. But she did come back on. She did come on, yes.
Okay, because I gave her the number.
Okay, yeah, she did come back on. And I think she did express, I think she also made some comments about what her group was doing.
Did she have anything she wanted to ask for her team, the prayer team?
This is Minister Pittman. I did send Pastor Winslow a brief overview of what we have come up with so far. We were thinking of just having somebody kind of narrate a skit. It's kind of going to be like a two-sided. One is a person going through a crisis, and I'm just coming off the top of my head right now. One side is going through a crisis, and they don't realize that God is there, but God is there. And the other team is going to show them that, especially in the midst of your crisis, God is there. And we're just coming, we're still working on the rest of it, but it's coming together.
I have what you sent us, and I love it. I think it's very, very creative. I didn't know if you had anything else you wanted to add, or do you have a visual, anything visual that needs to be presented along with your presentation, or you've not gotten that far yet?
I haven't gotten that far yet. Everybody's just been so wrapped up, but we're going to get it together.
Yeah. Okay.
We have an idea, you know, just for the skit, and we're going to just put some
And keep in mind what
Minister Pittman is saying is it's almost like a skit. So the actual acting out of the presentation is through their interaction, and so the visual might be the an outline of some of the things that they're talking about, but the actual skit itself is the enactment of what they're going to be doing and saying.
I love it. I'm excited.
We are too. We don't know who.
Yeah, I love it. So I think we've heard from everyone. We just need those three teams that have not yet sent their stuff in to send it to us to the email address. We've gotten 5 of the 8 so far. I would expect to see if anything's coming in the last few minutes.
And actually, if you are submitting visuals, you need to send those to the LSPM email address also so that they can be presented on that list.
I'm sorry, I got kicked on.
Pastor T was saying that if you had anything visual to make sure you send it to the email address as well. I don't think you missed anything. That your team didn't have anything visual at this point. Pastor Winslow?
Yes. Yes, I'm right here.
Do we have anything else we need to present or share?
No. I want to compliment the servant leaders of the group of Soul Decrees and Promises and Prayer. They work with their group, and the ideas that they brought forth are really, really great. And so I think what we heard today is a good direction, and also we heard that there's a need to keep in mind that there might be for a need for visuals as well as an outline or an understanding of what are the things that we're going to be presenting during that time period. I think it's a great movement in terms of the direction of Christ in the midst of crisis from all three of these groups, and from all of the groups from what I've heard so far.
Yes. I'm excited. We've got some very creative individuals within the ministry. Very creative.
Pastor T, is there something else that you wanted to come out from the 8 strand?
No, I just want, if there are any questions at this time, elicit those questions. If you have questions that you need to direct to your servant host over your strand, then please contact them. If you need any assistance, please let us know.
Mm-hmm. I have a question real quick. You mentioned my name earlier while we were on Blog Talk, but I didn't hear what that question was. I know we were talking about PowerPoints and stuff like that, so I'm not sure.
I told every servant leader to look within their group and see if they and poll their group and see if they had someone with the capability to help them create something visual for their presentation.
Okay.
I just had one question for clarification. I'm not sure. Someone had said that they're going to try to get together, create a flyer so they can go out by Sunday, and I wasn't sure who that was that was making that commitment.
I'm going to reach out to someone to see if they can. If not, we'll figure out something.
Okay. And you have an item because of the phone call. That would be Elder April.
Yeah, that would be me.
Okay, cool. I could have the confidence that I wasn't the only voice that was. Thank you.
I'm sorry, say that again. Say that one more time, please.
Thank you. Because of my phone connection, I wasn't quite sure whose voice was making the commitment for the flyer. So what I heard you say is that was something that you were working on. So thank you.
Yes, I'm going to reach out.
Okay.
So for the servant leaders that are on the line, what we've done between Pastor Tressa and Pastor Wenzel and myself, what we did, we sort of divvied up the eight strands among us. And so I'm reaching out directly to Elder Deborah and Minister Pat. And Pastor Bissell are the three that I'm sort of in contact with. And I don't recall who Pastor Tressa and Pastor Wenzel had to be. I don't recall both.
I guess the strands that I had was prayer, led by Minister Kathy Pittman, promises from God, led by Elder Roberta McIntyre, and soul decrees or affirmations led by Minister Brenda Winslow.
Okay.
And then I have voices from the church led by Overseer Paulette Thornton and voices from the culture led by Evangelist King Smith.
Okay. So that's how we divvied it up.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Apostle, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So, Apostle, that really concludes, if there are no questions, our report concerning the work that has been done and will be done for the September 11th event.
That is phenomenal. Thank you to the host servant leaders, and then thank you to the servant leaders. Excuse me. And thank you to each of the participants that have come together in the spirit of excellence to make this presentation. I look forward to it. I'm excited about how I see the precursor to it in August and then the follow-up for it in November. You guys are the perfect bridge for both things. So I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in our process. So if there be nothing else from our host servant leaders or our servant leaders or the individual team members, if there be nothing else, can someone pray us out?
I have a question, Apostle. Did you come up with a theme for November or what that team is going to look like or anything like that?
Up with a theme for November? No, but I'm sure as the whole servant leaders are in concert together, they will give us a sound that will resound through the atmosphere. So I look forward to it.
Oh, okay.
Me too.
What is that date about?
For November?
Yes.
One moment, please, Elder, because I keep giving the day early. So we're going to be around the time of the 17th through the 21st of November, which the 17th is Wednesday, the 21st being Sunday. So we are going to strategize what it will look like from that time frame, what aspect will be virtual, what aspect will be on site, just the whole thing, We'll be making those determinations during that time. For that time, we'll decide as a team as to what that'll look like.
So you're looking at a hybrid conference?
Yes.
And so, but it's going to be between those 5 days.
Yes. So whether it's on site at a different location or virtual or all of the above, that information will be forthcoming as we meet with team leaders and host servants.
I have a thought.
Yes, ma'am.
As we come together with what that's going to look like we did this past year, I would love to have individuals do PSAs again so that we can, you know, make that a part of the media blitz. And also, anyone who's available to do so leading up the week of the September conference, that would be phenomenal as well, to remind people, you know, what was done with SRHR in the past, if they've been a part of something like that, that this is an opportunity for them to regain, to rejoin, basically. That initiative.
Not a problem. Evangelist, when time permits, I would strongly recommend you write up a blurb, send it so that it could be announced for the PowerPoint that they put together for Work Life Center and then for the announcement, so that it could be something that's included. And asking okay. individuals that would want to participate can reach out to you directly to schedule a time for filming or taping or whatever. But I would say the sooner that you get the blurb in, the more it can be announced. And again, yeah, I think that's pretty cool.
Thank you. Healing
Voices of Redemption. That's super cool. I love it.
So that's the theme for November?
No, I didn't. I don't have an answer to that. But thank you for. That's just something that came in my when this is. Oh yes, yes. I'm sorry. I'm reading text and everything. No, I didn't say that was the theme for November. Let me be very clear. As I was talking, that's what the Holy Spirit gave me, Healing Voices of Redemption. So, you know, it'll be for something.
Okay. I like it.
I like it also.
I like it too.
Okay, well, amen for all of the likes. I don't have anything to say to that. Okay, well.
Should we be concluding that in prayer? Is there anything else?
Yes, Pastor.
Almighty and everlasting Father, Sovereign Lord, we ask now, Lord God, with the spirit of unity and the power led by the Holy Spirit, lead us and guide us in creativity. Lead us and guide us in productivity. Lead us and guide us in soul redemption. Lead us and guide us in the spread of the kingdom. These things, Lord God, let this be an instrument, and let us be your instrument so that your glory may be manifested in this world, in the world to come. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.